Hello and welcome to today's Star City Podcast. This is going to be a great conversation today because we're going to be talking about the best place you could ever hope to be. Jesus said, "I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, there you may be also." We're talking about the place of heaven. And our guest today and my friend, Dr. Dave Early. He is the lead pastor of First Baptist of Grove City, Ohio. He's also an assistant professor of pastoral leadership for Liberty Graduate School of Divinity, a popular author of numerous books with over 700,000 copies sold to date, and president of Dave Early Ministries. Dave, it's so good to have you with us here on the Star City Podcast, and thank you, dear brother, for being our guest today.
Brian, I'm honored. I really appreciate it. We love Roanoke for a lot of reasons, and I always enjoy talking to you because I appreciate our friendship.
Well, and I do yours as well, my friend. Dave, we're talking about something that should be a familiar and constant hope, really, in every Christian's life, and that, of course, is our home with Christ in heaven. Now, this was the subject of your book, 21 Most Amazing Truths About Heaven, in which you talk about biblical insights on heaven that a lot of people may not have realized were in the Bible. But you know, Dave, what's surprising to me is that although death and eternity is an absolute certainty for everyone, surveys show that most people in America either never or rarely ever think about heaven. And you know, that probably includes a lot of God's children too. Dave, why do you think that is?
Well, I think that is because everything about our world is makes us get stuck in the here and now, and we're not very reflective, and so we never think about the then and there. Mm. And I got to be honest, I never thought about heaven until my parents died 20 years ago, and that's what really got me thinking about heaven.
You know, it was just 2 weeks ago today that my own father died and entered heaven, and that was so kind of you to reach out to me and assure me that of your prayers and encouragement. And I, honestly, I've thought a lot more about heaven in the last 3 weeks than I probably did in the couple of months before then. What was it that led you to write this book and tell others about what happened in your life that brought the hope of heaven to the forefront of your attention?
Well, when my mom died, I started thinking about heaven, you know, what's she doing, what's she like. And then my dad died a couple years past that, and it was on the one-year anniversary of his passing. I was in an airplane, and we were up there in between two layers of clouds. The sun was beautiful. It was one of the most beautiful scenes I'd ever. It just looked like, you know, it was heavenly. And it really got me thinking about heaven. And I'm thinking, I need to study heaven. And the next day, my publisher called and asked if I would write a book about heaven. And I'm like, absolutely. I'm going to dig in. So I got to read. I had an excuse to read all 500 and some verses about heaven and other verses that relate to heaven. And so it was a personal pursuit for me that turned into a book.
Well, I'm certainly glad you pursued it, and what a blessing your book has been to a lot of folks, including me, in reading about it and remembering all what the Bible says concerning this wonderful, beautiful home that Christ is preparing for us. You know, Dave, in the beginning of your book, you reference C.S. Lewis's book, The Great Divorce. And like you, that short little read had a profound influence on my ideas about heaven many years ago when I first read it in my early year or two of college. And one of the things that caught my attention was how Lewis describes heaven as being a place of brilliant beauty and morning light and striking colors as compared to the dullness of both this life as well as that of hell. But our world typically highlights this life and paints heaven as being the exact opposite. It's dull and drab and generally disappointing. But really, when it comes to heaven, nothing could be further from the truth, could it?
No, heaven is definitely not boring. When I was a little kid, I thought heaven was boring. And, you know, I didn't really want to go. It sounded dull to me, but when I got studying it, I realized heaven is anything but boring. And there's lots of reasons for that. God is the center of heaven, and God is the source of life. So it's going to be the most living, alive place. In God's presence is fullness of joy. So you're not going to be bored. You're going to be enjoying life at a level you never thought possible. You know, the most interesting person who ever lived, Jesus Christ, will be in heaven, and we'll spend all eternity just learning him, knowing him. I can't wait to hear his literal voice speaking, to see his face, to look into his eyes. It's going to be amazing. And then there's going to be all these people, you know, everybody from Noah and Abraham and David and Daniel and Esther and Mary and Peter and John and Luke and Paul, James and Jude. I want to talk to these people. I want to get to know them. I want to see them. They're so interesting. And then you've got all these interesting people throughout all of history. It's going to be astounding. And then the very place itself is now it's a renewed paradise. It's the Garden of Eden on steroids. And so the plants, incredible variety of plant life, animal life. There's going to be animals we haven't seen that went extinct. You know, I'm always fascinated just by the colors and the variety of fish, the colors. You know, some animals are cute and cuddly, and some animals are terrifying, and some are creepy. It's going to be so interesting. I can't wait to be in heaven.
Boy, you're exactly right, Dave. And thinking about what is awaiting us there, including, and I think sometimes, would you agree that God gives us glimpses of what heaven will be like with little pictures and images here on earth, such as there are those that we are blessed with as being friends and people that we feel closer to than others. Even Jesus had Peter, James, and John as the close inner circle of his friendship and fellowship. Do you wonder sometimes, who are your new good friends going to be when you get to heaven? And likely it's going to be somebody that you've never known down here, but God knew that when he made you and when he made them and when he saved us, that he's going to, one of the joyful experiences are new close friendships with people that you will meet and know, even as you are known for the first time when you're in heaven.
And that's going to be amazing. And, you know, people from different decades and centuries and time periods, people from, you know, the Old Testament times, people there in the first century when Jesus walked the earth. And we may have friends that are from Africa or Asia or Europe that we would never have a chance to meet. We will get to meet and know. And that's going to be unbelievable. And then when you think about heaven, the food is going to be great. I was in Uganda a couple years ago, and there was a field that had been jungle previously, and this was the first crop ever produced out of that field of virgin soil, never had a chemical on it, never been farmed, and they were producing pineapples, and they gave me they pulled one out of the ground, and they gave me a pineapple. And I've got to tell you, it was so sweet, so juicy. It was so colorful. I mean, I literally brought tears to my eyes. I love pineapple, but I've never had pineapple like that. I've had pineapple in Hawaii, but I've never had pineapple like that. And just the food, the variety of that, I get thinking about travel in heaven. You know, it's going to be... You can go everywhere. I love to travel. I love to go new places, but I don't have time to get everywhere on the earth. I'll have plenty of time there. I'll get to see canyons and mountains and rivers and streams and cities and places that I could never get to. Plus, I really think we're going to be able to explore outer space. And yes. I don't think we're going to need spacesuits. I don't think I'm going to need a car. I don't think I'm going to need an airplane to get around. I can get to these places. I don't have to endure, you know, three flights and delays and my luggage getting lost. I'm going to get there. It's going to be unbelievable. And when you think beyond that, I think about angels. I mean, I'm going to talk to angels. I'm going to see them. These guys have been around since creation, and they've seen it all. They saw the fall of Lucifer. They've seen, the worldwide flood, the Garden of Eden, all David's adventures. They were there, holding back the demons when David killed Goliath. They've had incredible battles with demons that we don't even know about. They've got to go to the throne of God and see God day to day. It's going to be incredible. I could go on and on, obviously, but
it's amazing.
Not boring.
Not dull at all. And isn't it amazing that the Apostle Paul was caught up into the third heaven? And most Bible scholars believe that he was given the blessing of seeing heaven itself, and yet having to still be here. For a little bit longer. What faith and love for the Lord and for others Paul must have demonstrated when he was saying that, hey, it's better for me that I go to heaven, but for your sake,
absolutely,
I'll stay a little bit longer. But, I wonder how many times he put his head down at night thinking, Lord, it would be perfectly okay with me if you would welcome me into heaven, this evening. Dave,
I thought that, and I haven't even seen it. So I know he has.
That's right. Good word. Dave, a person doesn't have to attend church very many times before they hear someone say something about the subject of worship, and that's what we call our services, mostly worship services. But if you've never sung in a choir or studied what the Bible says about the importance of worship, then you might not have a clear picture of what worship is all about, or much less what worship will be like in heaven. So for the sake of everyone who has ever dozed off in a church worship service, why will we never feel that way when it comes to our worshiping of God in heaven, there in his presence?
Well, we've been in those worship services where God wasn't, right? And we've been in those worship services where God was. And, when God is manifesting his presence, hours seem like minutes, and your attention is focused, and your mind is clear, and your heart just feels whole. And, you experience heaven on earth. Mm. Well, imagine experiencing heaven in heaven.
Yes.
And instead of just a taste of God's presence, you're going to get the fullness of his presence. And then we're going to be doing it surrounded by saints who've had their sin nature left behind, and people from every time in history, people from every tongue, every tribe, every nation. I'm going to be standing between some of my African brothers and some of my Asian sisters, and it's going to be, there'll be moments, there'll be times, we'll be crying, we'll be laughing, we will be dead silent, we will be on our faces, we will be dancing. I can't wait. I honestly cannot wait. I read Revelation 4 and 5, and I just can't wait to experience it.
Wonderful. And that's so true. And yet, I think, do you suppose that when a Christian spends precious little time in the Bible, precious little time in prayer, precious little time investing in their faith, then we really shouldn't be surprised that sometimes as believers, I'm afraid the testimony that we give to the world is that we believe in this beautiful, perfect place, but we go there kicking and screaming, trying to put it off and delay and avoid it at all cost. And I'm thinking, that's really not the testimony and witness that I see Christ encouraging us in the book of Revelation, or Paul testifying to in his own life. Yes, death is scary, but praise God, it is the final enemy that has been already defeated by the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, Dave, I'm afraid that's all the time that we have for today's topic, and we barely scratched the surface, but I want to thank you for joining us here today on Star City. A great time to talk with you about this exciting and glorious home place that God's Son has prepared for everyone who will repent of their sins and receive him as their personal Lord and Savior. I really hope we can, sometime down the road, come back and have another conversation, because there's so much there to talk about with regards to heaven. And I know this is an encouragement to people, no matter where they are in their journey in this world.
Yes. Well, thank you, Brian.
Well, David, thank you. And friends, if you want your own copy of Dave's book, 21 Most Amazing Truths About Heaven, then you can order yours today on Amazon. And if you want to know more about Dave and avail yourself to the many ministry books and resources that his ministry offers, then simply go to daveearley.com. That's all lowercase, one word, Dave Early, EARLEY.com. Even as I have done for my own personal study, and I know that you will be glad and helped if you do it too. So thank you, dear friends, for taking time out of your busy schedule to listen in with us today here at the Star City Podcast, the place where you can hear conversations about life, work, family, and faith from people just like you. And if you think about it, then I hope you'll tell someone else about Star City and invite them to join our community of encouragement each week for our podcast. I'm Brian Smith, reminding you to keep living by His grace and always for His glory.